Alzheimer's disease afflicts about 4 million Americans over the age of 65. No one knows why only some people get it, but studies have suggested that the incidence rate is slightly higher among blacks. New research suggests that if there is a higher incidence rate, it's not strictly genetic. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that figuring out how genetics and environment interact to cause Alzheimer's disease could suggest a way to prevent or treat it.
In many diseases, there's a genetic component and an environmental one. Dr. Hugh Hendry of Indiana University School of Medicine says that one way to understand the environmental factor is to start with two populations who are genetically similar but live differently.
If you can find populations with difference in rates of illness, then it gives you an opportunity to look at these populations to discover why the rates might be different.
Studies suggest that, for reasons yet unknown, African Americans in Indianapolis, like other African Americans, are at a slightly higher risk of Alzheimer's disease than whites. But about 15 years ago, Hendry met an epidemiologist from Ibadan, Nigeria, who told him Alzheimer's disease was extremely rare among the Yoruba people of Nigeria. Since Western Africa was the primary source of the U.S. slave trade, the African Americans in Indianapolis are genetically similar to people in Ibadan. So Hendry and the Nigerian epidemiologist compared the incidence of Alzheimer's in the two areas.
The incidence rates for both dementia and Alzheimer's were a little over twice as high in the African Americans as in the Yoruba.
They came to this conclusion by starting with 2,100 elderly African Americans in Hendry's home base of Indianapolis and 2,500 elderly Yoruba in Ibadan. Though the two groups are genetically similar, the Yoruba people are much poorer. Their diet is different, too. It's mostly cassava and yams versus the higher-fat diet of American blacks. Researchers calculated the percentage of people in each group who developed dementia and Alzheimer's disease over the course of 5 years. So is it that African Americans are more prone to Alzheimer's, or are the Yoruba somehow protected? Hendry is reluctant to commit.
You know, if you had to, we hate to do this because we really don't know. But if you'd press us, we'd say the diet is a big one. You know, and diet is so hugely different in the two populations, and the constituents of the diet in Yoruba contain those elements that have been described by other people as possibly protective, low calorie, low fat, and probably relatively high in antioxidants, although we're actually doing that analysis as we speak.
There are other differences that may be related to the lower incidence, he notes. The Yoruba have a lower rate of diabetes. Hardening of the arteries is less frequent. Fewer Yoruba have high blood pressure or high cholesterol. There's another finding from Hendry's study that might help a particular type of Alzheimer's disease related to a particular gene called APOE4. Caucasians who carry the gene are 3 to 12 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. The gene makes less of a difference in African Americans, but it still has an effect. Hendry was curious about what the gene was doing in the Nigerians.
When we look in the Yoruba, it doesn't seem to have any effect on Alzheimer's disease. So there's something happening within the Yoruba that is mitigating the effect, and that's kind of exciting.
Exciting because clearly the APOE4 gene doesn't automatically doom a carrier to Alzheimer's. Lindsay Farrer, an epidemiologist at Boston University who reviewed Hendry's study for the Journal of the American Medical Association, says that could be good news to people who have the gene.
It's very difficult to change someone's genetic makeup. Despite all of the hype about genetic engineering and gene therapy, it's not in the foreseeable future where we're going to be shuffling in and out genes to render someone less vulnerable to Alzheimer's disease or a person who already develops symptoms, eradicate the disease through that kind of genetic tinkering.
As with Alzheimer's not related to the APOE4 gene, figuring out what is protecting the Yoruba could suggest a way to protect others. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.